Jan Vermeulen, are you with us?
I'm here. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Jan Vermeulen is the editor at large at My Broadband. You can go and check out their website, mybroadband.co.za. So what are the main stories on
right.
My Broadband?
Right. I'm gonna run through a couple of them and then we can decide which ones to focus in on. So the first one, we ran is that our president, President Ramaphosa, unfortunately made some inaccurate comments about 5G and Huawei. In particular, he basically said that the Americans are so far behind, they don't see a future in anything except 4G plus. He actually said 4G plus 1G or 4 plus 1G or something like that, but I assume he meant 4G plus. And so
lost.
It's just, I mean, while I understand the general sentiment, and this comes after our local telecommunications companies, I think, asked for his help with regard to the US ban on Huawei back when that was a thing, the actual words out of his mouth were unfortunately horribly inaccurate with regards to America's capabilities in 5G. And then while we're on the topic of 5G, Vodacom, there's going to be a lot of this. You're going to see a lot of this in the coming month. Vodacom demonstrated a 5G, actual 5G phone on a commercially ready 5G network. So they've got their 5G, this was now at the Durban July. They had a 5G network set up, and they demonstrated an actual phone running live on this network. And so you're going to try to see this one. You're going to see this one-upmanship coming from the mobile networks in South Africa as they're kind of trying to outdo one another with, you know, who's got the coolest, shiniest new toy.
Do you know what?
To see.
Do you know what I think that was? You know, South Africa went on to, from as of this year, we serve on the Security Council at the United Nations. So the
right.
United Nations, you've got the P5 plus one. So maybe he was just mixing that up.
Perhaps. And I'm sure that there was so much nomenclature coming at him at that point in time. Yes, forgivable, but yeah. Certainly a bad blunder. And then I've been having some fun. We've been talking the past few weeks. I've been at a new location every time. I am finally home. But we've got an article up about my experiences along Route 62, a beautiful picturesque route, but not particularly well covered with regards to mobile networks between Oudtshoorn and Montague. And as much fun as it was also hard work to do all the measuring along that way. But certainly there are less pretty places to do your job from. And then just a quick one, Spotify Lite launching in South Africa, very important thing for markets like ours to have an app that takes up a physically smaller footprint on your phone. You'd be surprised how many people are still on phones with, you know, say 8 gigabytes of storage. I say still, but I mean, that's actually a huge amount of storage. Some folks on 4 gigabytes of storage, and then the operators front load that phone so much that you can't fit anything else. Like at the end of the day, the user has 100 or 200 megs left to store all their apps and data on. And WhatsApp itself with images and all that stuff can chow an incredible amount of data, you know, storage space, I should say, on your phone. And so having an app with a small footprint that also manages the amount of space it takes up on your phone, like the Spotify Lite, very important for a market like South Africa. And then a final kicker, I thought I'd just mention that we've got a story up about Eskom struggling to meet electricity demand.
Yes, I want you to talk about that, please.
Yes, but Eskom is assuring us that it's not in danger of any load shedding. It's just kind of, you know, putting out a statement to let us know that it had to activate its war room, as it were, to make sure that we don't get load shedding.
Which makes me want to kind of just go and stock up on candles and all sorts of things.
And gas.
Yeah.
Yes. It's actually not a war room. Their official term for it is Generation Tactical Command Center.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Jan, that's where we're going to leave it today. Thank you so much. Always such a pleasure to speak to you. And
you. Thank you so much, Jan.
That's Jan Vermeulen. He's editor at large at My Broadband.